Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition and hadith which has been narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is a caution and a warning against taking the prayer and the salat lightly. As you know, Islam is divided into two basic parts, or actually maybe three basic parts. One of them is a set of beliefs, the other is the moral characteristics and virtues which have been prescribed by Islam, and as well as the vices which we have been prohibited we have been prevented from. And finally, there are the actual acts and rules that we must either perform or relinquish. Foremost amongst the last category, meaning the acts which we have been prescribed to perform and which we have been recommended to perform, is the prayer and the salat, which is of prime importance. In fact, it has been narrated in a tradition that if the prayer is accepted, the rest of the actions of a person will also be accepted. In qubilat ma siwa. And because of this, we have been advised not to take the prayers lightly, not to consider it something unimportant, rather to give it its due significance. By way of example, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam has said the following: "Do not neglect your prayers, for verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said the following while he was on his deathbed." Here in this hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, actually he narrates something from the Holy Prophet regarding the significance of prayers. When the Prophet was dying, he said the following regarding the salat, or regarding the prayers. This shows us that this is very significant. It was a very significant matter, because obviously, if somebody says something in the final moments of his life, it shows that that thing that he wants to say is very important, because he has singled it out from amongst the various other things that he could have mentioned at that time. The Prophet said, "Laysa minni man istakhaffa bis-salatihi." The one who takes his prayer lightly is not of me, or is not from me. Has nothing to do with me. As if somebody doesn't take his prayers, if he takes his prayers lightly and doesn't give them significance, then this person has nothing to do with the Prophet, and consequently doesn't have anything to do with Islam. And perhaps what this implies is that on the day of resurrection, the Prophet's intercession will not be given to this person. The Prophet will not look down upon this person with mercy and will not consider him from amongst his nation. And, taking prayers lightly, can be manifested or can appear in various ways. It could be, the azan is going on and it's time for prayers, but we're doing something which is not important and is not necessary. Like, for example, we might be playing video games or, just talking to our friend or, watching TV or doing something that is, obviously not at par with the importance of the salat. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of prayer and the warning against taking the prayer lightly in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد